Hello, I'm Robert Cramp. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. With all the recent focus on the Olympics, I thought it would be fun to do something that had to do with balance, because balance plays a big part in many Olympic events. But what's involved in balance? To understand balance, you have to understand something called center of gravity. Okay, so what is center of gravity? Center of gravity is the point where an object will balance. And if you find that right point, it's pretty easy to get something to balance. If you find the wrong point, there's no way you're going to get to balance. Now, your body also has a center of gravity, and that plays an important part in balancing. Say, for example, on this wooden rail. If I put my center of gravity right on top of the rail, I can balance pretty easily. If I put my center of gravity too far forward and try it, I'm going to fall over. So it's important for me to keep that center of gravity right on top of the rail. Okay, so now we know what center of gravity is, but how does that play a part in balance? Well, the next thing we need to look at is base. Base is where you come in contact with the ground, and the size of your base makes a lot of difference in balance. If you put your feet far apart, I can draw a box around my feet. That box is my base. As long as the center of gravity is above that box, I'm balanced. With my feet far apart, I can lean quite a bit to either side and still keep my balance. But what if I put my feet together? Now, my base is much smaller. Now if I lean, it's more likely I'm going to lose my balance. If I stand on one leg, then I've just made the base even smaller. By making that base smaller, again, it's harder to balance. But what about all the flailing and wiggling around that you do when you're trying to balance? Well, when you do that, you're actually shifting your center of gravity. When I stand like this, my center of gravity is here. If I lean, my center of gravity shifts. Put my arms out this way, I've moved my center of gravity this way, and so I have to readjust my body. All that flailing around is actually adjusting your center of gravity to keep you balanced. So, next time you're watching an Olympic sport, or next time you're just trying to balance, keep that in mind. Remember the importance of center of gravity and base. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.